What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is Valentine's Day. We wanted to have a little fun, let our hair down on this program. We decided we would rank our top five DC sports hunks. These are the hunkiest DC sports athletes, the way that we see it at this point, in honor of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're able to call us at 800-636-1067. Tell us what we got right and wrong. And ladies, you will move to the front of the line.
Today, respectfully, yeah.
And only today, mm-hmm. as we talk about DC sports hunks.
Mm-hmm.
But without further ado, Danny, on Valentine's Day, who is your number five DC sports hunk?
So this is a nod to my wife. And what she's taught me is that the conventional, like, dude that I think is really handsome, that's obvious, like the prettier type gentleman, you know, you'll see a couple of these guys reflected on this list, of course, is not always for everybody. She loves Yellowstone. We watch Yellowstone together. It's not for the plot. She loves the, like, rugged cowboy kind of a guy, all right? Tressway, backwards hat, aw shucks attitude, amiable, gets along with everybody, good-natured, fun-loving, you know, would have a cool idea for a date, great picnic, something like that. Maybe you go out and throw the pigskin, maybe you go to Topgolf. Either way, Tressway makes my five.
He's got an aw shucks thing.
That's my bit, yeah.
That makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
He is 34 years old.
Yeah.
Gonna be a little older than most of the guys on this list,
okay.
I'd imagine.
But there's room for that. I mean, there's a little seasoning, you know?
All right. Number five on my list, we're going to the Diamond, the number five hunkiest athlete in DC sports on this Valentine's Day, Grant and Danny. Jake Irvin of the Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Irvin, who is not a baby. This is not a spring chicken here, okay? He is 27 years old. He's gonna be 28 in just a couple of days. He's a big fella. He is 6'6" and about 240 pounds,
yep.
Jake Irvin.
Little diesel.
I could see him chopping down some trees in the offseason and, like, doing outdoorsy type stuff. He normally keeps his beard pretty well manicured. He's got the lettuce that flows out of the back of the hat as well with some curls. Jake Irvin cracks my list as the number five hunk athlete in DC sports.
So I tried to go off the beaten path here a little bit. Jake was nominated, of course. I went up and down the Capitals lineup. There's going to be another Capital featured, as you guys probably already guessed. You've listened to this program before. Let's talk about Matt Roy. Matt Roy's got something going here. Matt Roy is handsome. It's a nice manicured beard for Matt Roy. I will say doesn't look as good in his helmet as other Capitals do, but helmet off, it's a nice coif, good hair situation, good eye contact. It's a serious straight across eyebrow. There's no natural furrow to it. Matt Roy.
I think Matt Roy is surprised to hear his name called, if I'm being honest.
That's part of this list, too, to me.
I'm looking at Matt Roy. It's your list, not mine.
That's right.
Matt Roy is a great stay-at-home defenseman. He's a fine enough.
Wow.
Looking dude. Top five.
Could somebody help Matt Roy up from that bus that backed over him?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I, too, went with the Caps defenseman. I just went with the correct one. I don't know if you guys have ever seen Jacob Chychrun. But if you've ever looked into his eyes, you got lost somewhere along the way. His eyes are so blue his eyes are so blue.
How blue are they?
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jacob Chychrun. Like, I don't want to spin this computer around because this camera will fall.
Yeah, the whole thing will fall down.
Everything will.
I looked at Jacob Chychrun.
Jacob Chychrun's eyes are so blue. In the words of Lloyd Christmas, suck in like tractor beams.
Tractor beam, suck me right in.
I mean, blonde hair. He looks kind of like a bad guy in a, you know, one of these movies.
Yeah, it looks like in a Bond movie.
That or like Bruce Willis is involved in a tower, maybe in like a Die Hard kind of scenario. But he's just a Florida dude. He's from Florida. Jacob Chychrun, man. Also shredded.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one in town, I don't think, he ripped his.
Is it like Joe Rogan diet? He eats like raw moose liver, and that's it.
He drinks eggs and eats like raw parts of animals that no one knows exist.
Right.
Jacob Chychrun's going to be number four on my list.
This one hurt. You're now into the top three. I want this. I feel like this guy could be first in a lot of cities. This guy could be first or second in a lot of places. He's third on my list, and I feel like I still got it wrong. He's all 6'6". His hair, his jumper, Corey Kispert, top three.
We might have the same top three.
Yeah, the top three is going to be similar, I think, yeah.
Top three DC sports athlete hunk, also Corey Kispert. It's a good-looking fellow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he rolled into Top Golf while we were doing the show live?
And it was thrilled to see us.
We're normally not speechless. We were that day. You sleep on the size, though.
Yeah. That's what I mean, 6'6".
I know you referenced height, but I'm saying I think in person, if him and these other guys are all there, he might stand out a little bit more.
Yeah, because you forget when you watch the association that he's, you know, he's a wing. And they're Alex Sarr's 7 feet and, you know, Koulibaly's 6'8". That's a 6'6" dude, man. That's a big man.
Now, Corey Kispert has the built-in advantage of the word kiss being in his last name.
Every kiss begins with Kispert, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, 25 years old. Corey Kispert being 25, there's like this sweet boy vibe that he gives off.
Okay.
Like, he's going to help the old lady with her groceries. I don't necessarily get that vibe from Jacob Chychrun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Chychrun's a little bit of a bad boy.
Tressway might have done that, but it's been a few years. He's too busy with his own kids now.
That's right.
Kispert's just looking for people to help at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get that down for you? So maybe he should have gone higher up the list.
Can I knock down this jump shot for you?
I've also got him three, which means, again, we are flying right now toward having the same top three, which is tough.
I think everybody knows.
Number two is still on the Washington Nationals for the moment. And that
it's a little more crowded on three, one, two, three, Stone Garrett.
Stone Garrett,
Stone.
Man.
Stone, 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 Stone.
His name is Stone.
Yeah. It's not Mark. You know what I mean?
If it was Mark Garrett, maybe he's not on the list.
There, I mean, when you go, you know what? That's inappropriate. I'll say this.
Interview Stone Garrett once.
One time.
And try to just not ask him about how handsome he is. Try.
Muscles. That is a muscular muscle man. A lot of muscle happening.
His muscles have muscles.
Yeah. His biceps have triceps. Like, that's where he is.
His triceps have kneecaps.
Seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Stone Garrett.
Stone.
Plus,
Stone Garrett.
Seeing how much he cares. Gets injured. The whole team is in it for him. He battles back. There's a perseverance there. There's a loyalty from Stone Garrett. Stays around town in the offseason. Which brings us to number one. I think this one's pretty obvious.
One, two, three, Tom Wilson.
Will Tom Wilson ever not be number one?
Because
he's been around for a decade at this point. Like, you would think he may have aged out of the top spot.
No, he's more in the top spot now than he was then.
So many newcomers have come along to try to take a shot at the king, and they've missed, I guess.
When he took that puck to the face and his cheek was open and it was swollen, like he just got his wisdom teeth out, still number one. Even in that moment, half his face is better than everyone else's.
Tom Wilson's 30 years old.
Yeah.
30.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying he's still number one.
Yeah.
And I didn't even really think twice about it.
He's like going to get more distinguished. Like, when he'll be 40, you'll go, oh, that's ridiculous.
When the teacher handed out the piece of paper and said, I need 5 names, 1 to 5. This is your opening exercise of the day. Most handsome hunk guys in DC sports, who is it? You and I both start writing. I went right to the top and put Tom Wilson, and then I kind of started after that.
Yeah, I went Tom Wilson. I was like, okay, is Stone 2 or is Corey Kispert 2? I hemmed and hawed, went back and forth.
If I'm being honest, I had to go, is Stone Garrett still on the Nationals? I had to make clear that he was still on the Nationals.
Yeah. Don't get stuck with that part of it.
Oh, this is a great tweet here from Kristen. Great tweet at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny if you want to give us some feedback. I actually thought about this recently, and maybe this could be a Jake Irvin looking over his shoulder. This could replace him at number 5. Kristen says, I got to go off the reservation. How about Bobby Wagner, A-plus smile, and I feel like he would give a great hug. You know he gives a great hug. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
He's hugging all of his
buddies. After all the plays and the achievement.
He has the best smile. If this list was best smile in DC sports, I think Bobby Wagner would get it. So, yeah, he is in the conversation. He was also the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
The Man of the Year.
That's got to mean something, Danny.
So it's been pointed out to me a couple times already, something you and I didn't do. Something that had ladies in other cities tuning in to Washington preseason games. Something that had our wives asking us all sorts of questions.
Oh, I know. I got texts from my wife right now.
Yeah, my watch buzzed because my phone buzzed. Where's Sam Hartman at?
Oh, my God.
So that's a mistake. I messed that up.
Respectfully to Sam Hartman, this is how out of sight, out of mind he's become.
Oh, that's tough.
And does he have to be on the 53-man?
We just did it for Stone, who's a spring training invite.
That's a good point. I mean, if Stone Garrett qualifies.
I mean, he's Peter. He's practice squad Peter.
Honestly.
He was up on game day.
If Sam Hartman is going to be on this list. Look, I'm not infallible. I asked for suggestions.
Yep.
I said, ladies, front of the line, tell us what we're missing. And they've spoken. So here's what we'll do. Sam Hartman.
We got to redo that.
You're climbing up past number 5.
Okay, watch this.
You're climbing up past number 4. Oh, look, there's number 3 in our rear view mirror.
Cut and
Sam Hartman,
paste.
Number 2 behind Tom Wilson.
That's what I've got too. So Kispert just jumped to dumped down to 4.
Yeah, 3 is Stone Garrett, 4 is Kispert. I'll go 5 Chychrun, Irvin, sorry buddy, off the list. And Bobby Wagner also receiving votes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
All right, here's what I've had to do. This is an upset. I'm keeping Tress Way in my five, and I'm bumping Matt Roy.
Oh, get out of here.
That's what I'm doing. I'm telling you.
Nobody's a bigger Tress fan than me, but what are you doing?
Well, you're running Tress under the bus, and you've done it twice. This is the second time you've done it now.
Tress agrees with me.
He doesn't.
He doesn't get what you're...
But that's part of the charm.
You're angling to be friends with him or something.
No one knows what you're doing. That's part of the charm. That's what you're not getting. The charm.
Is Tress handsome? Yes.
It's the aw shucks. The kind of leader you want is a leader that says, I don't want to be a leader.
I'm not saying you can't have him come to a formal. This is the GD Catalina wine mixer. Okay? Right.
This is my point. It's the Catalina wine mixer.
It's your list. It's your list. So, by the way, you just knocked off a higher number to keep him on. That's
I know
a
what
tell.
I did. I know.
That is a tell that you are angling for something.
I'm not.
But anyway, give me your list.
Tressler, 5. Corey Kispert, 4. Stone Garrett, 3. Sam Hartman, 2. Tom Wilson, 1.
How did we forget Sam Hartman?
That's an omission.
It makes you think we're losing our fastball.
Seriously.
When both of us miss out on him, like, we're not good at this anymore, right?
I mean, my phone was jumping up and down. Multiple people are like, Sam Hartman, idiot.
Somebody asked if we can do former athletes. I mean, I guess it's your list, right? I mean, there's no real rules. I mean, we're just guys talking about.
Sure. Like, you want to put Rod Langway on there? Because you like mustache guys? Do
whoever
what you want.
Move the needle for you, go for it.
Uh-huh.
I don't think we need to be overly serious about how we put together
right.
our list.
The rules of formality here, but that's not what we're doing.
Right. All right. I feel good about mine. Yours exists too.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wilson, Hartman, Garrett, Kispert, Chychrun. I like where I'm at. Although, is it too late to make one more change? I mean, Bobby Wagner over Chychrun, I think, actually plays a little bit. It's tough to say. I'm a big smile guy. Bobby Wagner, great smile.
Hmm.
Like, a tooth company. Is a tooth company a thing?
A teeth company?
A company where it's just a tooth.
And, a single tooth?
They're like, did you lose a tooth? We'll send one to you. We're the tooth company.
We're the tooth company. One at a time.
dental companies.
Sure.
Yeah, Invisalign. I don't know who. Somebody that deals
Crest.
With teeth
yeah.
has to do something with Bobby Wagner. It's just perfect smile.
Okay.
Him and Chychrun. What do I do? Loves me not. We'll go Wagner 5.
Wow.
Yeah, Wagner
wow.
5. I'm not happy about this. Now, if Jacob Chychrun signs a long-term deal, I would consider putting him back on the list.
All right. Is it who signs first gets the fifth spot?
Yeah, sure. Why not? A little competition. Just dangle that out in front of the guys.
Now, guys, I know you're considering other moves, but you'll get on Grant's top 5.
Happy Valentine's Day from the Grant and Danny radio program.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.